My bank account last night, and I tried to do the Nicolas Cage. I tried to dodge the.
You can't dodge that low balance.
I tried to not dodge the low balance. I can't. So I gotta deposit this check.
This is the first job that I've been on that I've had direct deposit. It's I gotta say, direct deposit is pretty cool.
If you remember, I had direct deposit on Man of Steel.
You did.
And I kept telling you to do it, and you were like, I don't see the benefit. And I was like, you're an idiot.
Uh-huh. I'll admit when I'm wrong, and it's not one of those times, but I enjoy it now. It's pretty
cool.
Watch
out for the Rastafarian.
That is the biggest hair I've ever seen.
That's unbelievable.
Just a tower of hair. He needs a pirate sachet.
Oh, it looks like the Marge Simpson.
He looked like Marge Simpson.
There was a man walking a dog that looked like Marge Simpson.
Maybe he's preparing that for Halloween. He's going to paint that blue. That would be a great costume.
So, we can keep things as vague as possible, but apparently you just found out that a very large celebrity lives about 2 minutes away from my house.
Yeah, in North Hollywood.
In North Hollywood.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Just really, like, walking distance close.
It's
really
cool, because that's one of the perks of... I don't know, just like being a PA,
is the ability to become a stalker.
You know
where everyone
is. You
gather
all these addresses because you're delivering things.
And then you go down to Hollywood Boulevard, you make those star maps. I mean, this is how things work around here.
You make the star maps. That's how you subsidize the low income of being a freelance production assistant.
Most people charge $8 a map, go down there, charge $6, and you're going to have a good day.
Yeah, throw in a sausage and peppers while you're at it, because that's the latest craze in Hollywood. It's just a sheet pan... with, like, two butane, like, those like, portable butane stoves, and then you just throw a sheet pan on top of it, throw some sausage, some peppers, some onions.
Make sure you drive that cart all over Los Angeles without a cover.
You're going to want to put it as near the street as possible, preferably bus stops, so when the buses start going, that huge plume of exhaust comes out. I mean, that's really the flavor.
And then make sure to do a tour past all the homeless people as well.
Yeah.
You know, but we haven't had that sausage cart, so let's not talk too much shit. Because we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We think we know.
I'm pretty sure Bank of America is behind us.
No, it's in front of us. Trust me that I trust you that I live here.
Oh, you go to Citibank?
Nope. Keep going.
Oh, all right. That's Citibank, so I don't see a Bank of America.
It's weird, because Bank of America's right in front of you on Hesby.
There it is.
That's strange. It's strange. It's almost strange. As if you didn't believe me, and now we're here. It's weird. It's weird how that worked out.
Do they have a drive-thru, or do we have to...
You can just park here, and I'll do the ATM real quick.
All right.
Check deposited.
That's good. This guard has been looking at me as if I'm the driver, and you are robbing the bank.
Well, you're not wearing driving gloves, so I think...
he should know it's all good and safe, but...
There was a woman behind me while I was doing my ATM depositing. She was large. She was black.
Was she in charge as well?
She was in charge, and she was wearing... She was ordering, as she was depositing, she was ordering chicken and waffles.
Like, to go?
To go.
I thought, like, from the ATM, I was going to, like, what kind of Bank of America do you go to?
Well,
that's amazing.
We are in a very
African-American... Would you like $20, $40, or chicken and waffles? Actually, the chicken and waffles, that sounds like a great deal.
Now, can I do the chicken and waffles and a $20?
Ooh, no, that's going to be two separate transactions. You know, speaking of Bank of America...
Yeah.
Since, you heard about them charging $5... to use your debit card starting next year.
No.
Yeah. Well, let me drop some knowledge on you.
I saw a Reddit video of people protesting outside of Bank of America, and I was like, what's this all about?
You might be thinking of Occupy Wall Street.
That's probably what it was.
Different.
Okay.
Different things.
Okay.
But we'll get to that as well. But the Wow, you already know it's political. You caught the whiff.
I knew.
Wafted toward you. But yeah, Bank of America, it's just a short thing. Starting next year, everyone who has a debit card will be charged $5 a month to use their debit card. Now, if you have a debit card, don't use it. Only use it for, like, access to an ATM, but don't use it, like, to pay for things. No $5 charge. Me, I use my debit card for everything.
So
being that, you know, that's where my money is.
Yeah.
I don't carry wads of cash around like I'm the Monopoly man.
Sure.
So it's either they're, it's like, and I think it's Citibank maybe or Chase. One of them has piggybacked onto Bank of America, is now charging their customers starting next year.
When you say starting next year, you mean
I mean 2012, January.
First.
Like, it's October. Soon.
Really?
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Sounds unacceptable. I know a few friends of ours have switched to ING already.
That's for savings.
Yeah, but they have checking as well, don't they?
I don't know. The issue is you gotta have... No, I think it's just savings because you have to have a brick and mortar for your checking so that you can withdraw money in a clinch.
You would think that.
It's online, you've got to wait like a day and a half.
In a clinch, you have to be able to withdraw some money.
That's a correct saying, right?
No. It's absolutely not.
In a clinch.
In a clinch!
That's a saying! I know it's a saying!
It's a saying now.
We
have the title for our episode now, at least. In a clinch.
In a clinch. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I have to do some research or just hope that the outcry on, like, social media, like Twitter and Facebook and stuff, has been strong enough that Bank of America, you know...
Probably not.
...lowers it to $2 a month. And, you know, then it's just...
That's, I wonder if there's a way... you can't use your credit card to pay for everything, because then you'd have to be on top of your bills all the time.
Also, you'd have to have, you'd have to have some space to charge things to your credit card.
Yeah.
Not saying that I'm deeply in debt and that I don't have any limit.
$5 a month.
But, yeah. So it's $60 a year to...
So it's like a... They're basically saying Bank of America is now Xbox Live.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to pay $60 a year if you want the gold membership.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think it's pretty ridiculous and unacceptable.
That's so bizarre.
I wish you would have...
I got to find out what bank's not doing that and then switch.
But it's so... they have me by the balls because my whole family uses Bank of America.
Yeah.
And we just transfer money all the time.
Well, that's the same with
friends. It's so stupid.
All of our friends. It's like, Bank of America, I'll transfer you.
It's so easy. Do it right at the table. Damn it. Sucks. I wish I would have known you were going to Bank of America because I would have deposited, even though I have direct deposit, my family, because I'm turning 25 on the 25th of October.
Yeah. Battlefield 3. What up?
Yep. And they're doing this thing. They've turned the whole month of October into my birthday, and they're sending me birthday cards, like, randomly throughout the month with like $25 checks. It's pretty funny, I've been pretty depressed because of my job lately, so it's been great getting those cards in the mail. And the best thing was this last one I got it last night, was my sister wrote me a $25 check, but it's a fake check. She drew out, it's like to scale, everything has all the stuff on it.
Yeah.
Just fake though. Fake check.
Well, she is a master troll.
She gave me a fake $25. I mean, so.
And then troll face with the wig.
Yeah, it should have included a troll face.
A troll face on the back.
So that was pretty funny and cruel, if I'm going to say. It was pretty funny and cruel. And also cruel coming right on the heels of her getting a new job. She got she's had, like, apprenticeships and stuff, like, for dog training, but this is, like, her first, like, proper job, and And she's complaining already about it. Hasn't even started because she has to work 12-hour days. I mean, I know it's a shock to both of us. 12-hour days. Who does that?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to come out of the mist here and stop pretending like I even vaguely know you as a person. But did you say dog training?
Yes.
Your sister does dog training?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah, she dog and she works
for
with,
what? Dog training with, for like
she works
for,
with animals and stuff.
No, but I mean like dog
people,
training for
clients.
Parents.
Yeah, clients.
Or the movies.
No, not the movies. Okay. She doesn't. I hope she moves out here and does that because it would be awesome.
Does she have a dog?
No.
That doesn't make sense.
She lives. I mean, our family has a dog. She's at college still. She lives in like a college apartment.
Okay.
Like,
gotcha.
There's no time for a dog when you're in college.
Yeah.
No. There's no time for a dog when I'm. In my life right now, there's nothing.
No,
nothing would cheer me up more than that. Come home to an animal.
Nothing would cheer you up more to come home to a dead animal.
Wow, that really, in a clinch. Where you're gonna.
I don't think you're using that correctly.
I'm not familiar with the phrase. Actually,
you'll get it.
I'll get it.
You'll get it.
Yeah, she has her first job, so that's pretty awesome.
Pretty congrats to
Alicia.
Alicia. Yeah. I was going to say Cecilia.
I like that, though. I like that. I think Cecilia is it.
Yeah.
I think that's the name we've been looking for her whole life. Alicia's been a placeholder, really.
Yeah.
Until this moment where we found Cecilia.
I think that was in Rugrats, right? Cecilia? That was the bitch 6-year-old. That with the pigtails that always gives everyone a hard time.
Are you talking about Helga from Hey Arnold?
No, Rugrats. Blonde hair, pigtails.
I know there's one on Rugrats too, but I don't think her name was Cecilia.
Maybe it was Celia. It was just Celia.
Mm.
Anyway, we've spent enough time on this already.
I'm going to have to fact check some things at breakfast.
So, what's on the board for today?
I don't know. I was thinking about that this morning, and first of all, I'm feeling great. I haven't felt this great in many weeks.
Why are you feeling so great, Brandon?
I'm feeling great because I got 10 hours of sleep last night. I got home at like midnight, went right to sleep, got up at 10. It was the best. I haven't slept that long and that soundly in months.
I've been getting regularly 10 hours of sleep.
Yeah, 10 to 12, really.
10 to 12.
I mean, there's a 14-hour day in there somewhere,
however,
sure.
Baby only got 6 hours last night of a certain video game.
I mean, Battlefield 3, the beta is out, and it is glorious.
It is
a time suck. It is a vortex of
it is a
joy.
It is a beast of supernatural powers.
It is supernatural, really. It just, in all seriousness, it is... I think it's the best looking game I've ever seen that exists ever.
I would agree.
And it is incredibly fun. Like, not only does it look great and it pushes the boundaries of like graphics and what gaming can do, but it's a fantastic game on top of that, which is really what has to come first.
So just to give anyone who's interested the lowdown, Battlefield 3 is created by DICE, a team in Sweden. They've made all the Battlefield games. The game comes out October 25th. It's going to have a single-player campaign and a multiplayer campaign. No one's ever played Battlefield for the single-player campaigns. They severely lack in story and in story progression.
Really, what the single player in the Battlefield games are there for is training for multiplayer.
A tutorial for multiplayer.
It's a long pseudo-story tutorial for you to learn how to fly jets, helicopters, use the tank correctly,
and
use
by
the
flying
weapons.
Jets, they mean never learning how to fly jets.
You never will learn how to fly a jet unless you literally fly jets in real life and understand how they work.
Or if you have an
How do you turn a jet?
I don't know.
Still don't know.
I don't know. I hit right, it does barrel rolls. I don't know what. I can't. It doesn't. I gotta rewire
At least
my brain.
You were able to take off. I crashed immediately into the ground.
Last night I took off in a jet. I was flying for maybe like 15 or 20 seconds, which in my book is a huge achievement.
Fired your weapon a couple times.
Granted, I was firing at the clouds.
At the clouds and then at the trees on the way down. But
in the screaming blaze of glory. And then died immediately. And I typed in the game, how does anyone in this game fly jets? WTF? Question mark, explanation point. And then all I got in response was, shut the fuck up, noob! Piece of shit! Fuck, noob! Fuck you, piece of shit! It was just like, no one gives a fuck that you don't know.
No one wants to help. No one will ever help you, because if they help you and teach you how to fly the jet, that's one more person that wants to fly the jet.
Right.
And it's no one's gonna help.
The game features really incredible destructibility because of the new engine. Buildings come down, windows break realistically from point of impact, trees break, the ground like leaves foxholes and pockmarks, and it's just like real world destructibility. When you shoot large, massive rockets through the woods, trees will billow away from the stream of the rocket. Like, I don't even know how to describe any of it. It's just, it's like, when you look at it, it looks like a video.
It's as real as I've ever seen anything look.
You know, and it'll only get better over time. But for right now, I'd say we're doing pretty fucking good with the graphics. Mm-hmm. It's insane. And usually, a lot of times graphics are like the thing that, like, for example, Rage. Companies will focus only on the graphics, and then the game sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Battlefield is not that. It's like the funnest multiplayer I've ever... I mean, you were playing for a few hours last night with me.
Yeah.
We were taking turns.
I was doing great.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Great. Even without my normal key layout.
And that's just the beta. Like, they're even saying
just
how
the beta.
It's just like... That's that mm-hmm. code's like 3 months old, and they've fixed and worked on a lot of things. It's going to be a lot better, so...
it doesn't make sense.
So you got 10 hours of sleep.
10 hours of sleep. Slept great. It's gorgeous outside. We should be doing something outside today. Probably won't. We should, though.
Probably won't,
throw a Frisbee. Once or twice.
Don't have a Frisbee.
Gotta get a Frisbee.
Gotta get
one. Gotta go get a Frisbee, then throw the I have a football in the back of my car.
Okay.
Ralph's parking lot. Let's just throw the football around.
We'll do it.
Because it is a gorgeous, gorgeous day outside. I mean, and then the biggest reason why I'm feeling great is I'm trying to pull off a great escape from my job.
Yeah.
And the wheels are in motion. I can't really talk about it until it happens.
Yeah.
But
we can say the work conditions are not...
They are undesirable.
Undesirable.
Yeah, they are undesirable
work
conditions.
There was a falling out
mm-hmm.
with a certain someone.
Yeah.
And now you're trying to get out, and you've never quit anything in your life.
Never quit anything. I had to... My first job at Starbucks, I had to leave. Like, because I was going to college.
Yeah.
I don't really... And so it was just like, I guess that's quitting, but I had...
It's not.
I consider quitting, like, I quit, and I'm, like, leave that same day.
Yeah.
It's like, I gave my 2 weeks notice, and the same thing with, like, my
Everyone's
restaurant job. It's like... That's leaving your job.
Because you gotta go somewhere.
Yeah, but I've never had...
I'm not gonna take this anymore, I quit.
Yeah, I've never done that. You always... I don't think it ever happens the way it happens in
TVs
or movies.
No, but it's fucking fun to watch.
It's fun to watch, and it's fun to believe that's what you could do.
Yeah.
But in reality, you're like, actually, it's just not working out.
Whenever I think of quitting, the first image that comes into my mind is Out of Sight, George Clooney, the opening credits. He's, like, stretching his tie out, and then he's ripping the tie off, mm-hmm. and then it freeze frames, and then he throws his tie on the ground in the middle of the street. I don't know if you remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a really vivid, like, it's, like, long lens. Looks like they're shooting him from really far away.
Yeah. So you're a fan of George Clooney?
I don't know. He's in some really good things, mm-hmm. and then some
Ides of March,
some really boring things
coming out right now.
Political, and I'm
Ryan Gosling.
Moneyball, baseball, Ides of March, politics.
Not about those things.
No,
they're
thanks,
not about
no,
those
thanks.
Things.
But
it's like
I can't. Oh, I just
God.
Can't. I just can't. I'll see it when it comes out,
and you'll praise it, and I will say I told
you
so,
you know.
And shoot you in the face.
The surrounding story, the surrounding world, has to be somewhat agreeable with me for me to pay to go see it in the theater,
because mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. there's too much of a chance that it's political. That, like Casino Royale, they should call that Planned Poker, because that movie was boring.
I I don't want to have this conversation.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's obviously the best of the new James Bond movie.
No, the other one was better. We are like,
Quantum of what's the story?
Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of no character.
Action-packed James Bond movie.
Quantum of the worst villain of all time. Quantum of a convoluted plot.
All right, anyway.
Breakfast.
Yeah, breakfast.
Jinkies again.
Yeah.
Because it's the best. And you can go there every day of your life, not eat anything on the menu.
Yeah.
There's too many things.
Did you say go there every day of your life, not
eat? Not eat everything on
You were like, don't eat everything, don't eat anything on the menu.
Yeah, you're going to want to bring your own food. You're going to want to bring a bag lunch.
Bring a cooler.
Yeah, it's a great atmosphere. The food is really just not the best, though.
Eat Snickers. Leave garbage. Sorry. So we're going to
eat.
And then we'll continue.
Eat, continue, repeat. We finally have the breakfast burrito.
Disappointment. Disappointment.
You should really just stop ordering things that you know you like carbonara, breakfast burritos. You'll always make them better yourself.
Yeah. I've never made a breakfast burrito. Seems like it wouldn't be that hard.
No. You just make breakfast and then put it in a tortilla.
Yeah, put it in a tortilla. And with Tabasco.
Yeah.
Green Tabasco. Yeah, I should have got the Banana Fosters. Those are the best. They never let me down. I know what I'm getting next time. Retribution! So there was an old woman on the sidewalk as we were crossing the street who was gonna miss the bus. And she put her hand up in the air and proceeded to let out a Darth Vader no.
Yeah.
That went on for a good 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was really... It was more sad than funny, but it was still a little bit funny.
It was pretty funny. She was waving her arms, like, frantically, and the bus driver was like, fuck you. It just, like, left.
Well, the only thing that made it really funny is that there's a guy dressed up as Darth Vader right across the street.
Yeah, selling $10 off oil changes.
At Jiffy Lube.
At Jiffy Lube.
That was their big marketing campaign, is to have a guy dress up as Darth Vader.
I don't see the connection, but he was doing a cool thing where he was acting like he was using the Force
to bring you into Jiffy Lube.
To bring you in.
Yeah, and then he'd Force choke you when you drove away, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that was good.
Of course,
the guy had a lot of heart.
He had a lot of heart. He's like, 5 feet tall and pretty pudgy.
How much do you think that pays?
Like an hour? I would think that would be like a day rate. Like you get like $100 a day to stand out there.
You think it's $100 a day?
That's what I don't think it would be more than that. Not worth it, in other words.
Oh, yeah, definitely not.
Yeah.
What if it... You know what's funny? I've asked this to a few people. No one ever knows the answer because no one I know has ever done that before. No.
Like the sign waivers and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
What if it's really lucrative?
They're like, yeah, people make fun of me all the time, but I am rolling.
I mean, it's $6.50 a day. You're like, what?
They're like, what, you think I just twirly signs? I go to classes?
I mean, I'm out in the sun all day. I mean, it's like not good for my health. Like, I burn very easily. Yeah, $6.50 a day.
Yeah, I'm sure burning very easily is taken into account in their contract. I burn really easily. Oh, you're going to get the $6.50 a day, right?
Yeah. You know, usually it's $5.50.
Yeah, for a tan person, it's like six, $5.50. But yeah, you do burn. So these new shoes that I got.
This is it's a trap guy, right?
Yeah. Akbar on my keychain.
Akbar on your keychain.
Mm-hmm. He has eyes.
So there was a meme that Max made on Reddit, and it shows a picture of Gustavo Fring with his entourage in the parking garage, and then in the back was Akbar saying, it's a trap. They're looking at the car in the latest episode of Breaking Bad. If you're not watching Breaking Bad, you're missing out.
Yeah, it's a great show. Finale is tomorrow. Or yesterday, depending on when you're listening to this. If it's any past then... It was on a Sunday.
And it was the best finale ever.
Oh, was it good?
It was so good.
So I got like a new pair of shoes like a couple months ago, and I've been wearing them a lot. And I've noticed in these pair of shoes more than any others, I must stand weird because my right foot and the right heel the right side of my right heel just is like worn down, but nothing else. So I just must stand really weird.
Standing isn't going to shape your shoes the way you walk.
Then I must walk weird.
You walk weird.
I've never noticed this before.
I'll keep an eye on this.
Damn it. Brought something to your attention. That was not my intention.
Now you're fucked.
Oh, God. That's the worst.
I used to have a problem with dragging my feet when I was a kid, and my heels of my shoes would always literally wear out, and there'd be holes in the bottoms of both of my... I would just wear my fucking shoes down, and now I don't... That doesn't happen, so I think I corrected that.
How did you correct? Did you just...
No, I just didn't... It didn't do anything. Huh. I think it's like mentally, you see your shoes and you're like, fuck, I must drag my heels. And then your parents tell you, it's like, stop dragging your heels. And then you don't actively not drag your heels. You just, I don't know, it just kind of happens.
Is that why you walk and you raise your knees to your waist when you walk? you always walk like you're marching? It's really strange. I've never known that. I haven't ever brought it up because I thought you'd be self-conscious about it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I get places pretty quickly, though.
You do. You do have long, gangly legs.
Gangly, lanky legs.
So, a pretty funny occurrence happened this week when the group and we decided to go see a couple movies, neither of which are coming out this week. We made all the plans. Like, all the plans were set, had a whole day worked out.
Yeah.
Like, we were going to see a movie in the morning, then meeting up.
Martha, May, Marcy, Marlene.
Martha, Marcy, May,
Melinda.
Marcy, Martha,
and
May.
And then... and then everyone... We are all going to go see the new Footloose.
Yeah.
And then it came to our attention from Max that neither movie... Mm-hmm. Is out until next week.
Yeah. Makes no sense. I don't know how that happened.
But we were all on board.
All of us. No one fact-checked or...
No one fact-checked. Yeah. So those plans are not happening. And they're not happening right now.
Nope. We're just sitting here. Gonna watch the Colombiana. Or just Colombiana.
Just Colombiana.
Colombiana.
It popped up on the old site.
Yep. And... I've heard it's action-packed.
I've heard it's not good.
I've heard it's action-packed.
I've heard it's action-packed and not good.
Yeah. But I like action-packed.
Yeah.
I don't really care if it's good or not.
Me too.
If there's a bunch of cool action. It's like Sci-Fi Channel original movies.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Yeah.
They're fun to watch.
So, I want to talk about real-world sniping.
Wow. All right. It's putting us on a watch list somewhere, I'm pretty sure.
No, I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the same way that you snipe an eBay.
Ah, yeah.
You snipe it, right? Had in a situation a few weeks ago, my apartment, there was a piece of furniture, a very nice piece of furniture, out. And there was a piece of paper on it that said... Is this free and to take? ? And I read that and I was like, interesting. Someone's inquiring if this piece of furniture is available. Of course it is available.
And where was it? It was out on the street?
No, not on the street. It's in the apartment complex on the second floor near the elevators. Like someone just kind of like left it.
That's available.
Sure. No.
Yeah.
No doubt it's available. But as I was walking by, I saw it. I was like, hey, it's a nice piece of furniture. I could use that. And then there was a piece of paper on it that said, is this available free to take? ? So someone was being very polite and asking if it was available because they didn't want to.
Hummingbird.
Hummingbird. There is a hummingbird. Mm-hmm. That's pretty.
Now it's gone.
Nope.
Oh, it's back.
It's back.
Hummingbirds are the best.
They're the best. They don't move. They just... Hover.
Moving so fast,
But not moving at all. Yeah, that's great.
So, this piece of furniture, someone's trying to communicate. The people obviously have left it there, and just like, they're like, get this out of my life. And they left it there, gone and forgotten.
It was next to the elevators, so one could assume that maybe the person saw the furniture and was like, maybe they brought it to the elevator thinking they could fit it. They can't. They went downstairs. They went somewhere to get a truck or something. Like, it's just a little feasible because it was next to the elevators. Maybe it's not. Uh-huh. I don't know. This is not my thinking. This is the person's thinking. I left the piece of paper. Yeah. So I was like, okay, interesting. So I left and I went and got lunch, relaxed lunch, got back. Someone had written on the same piece of paper in red Sharpie. They drew a line, like with an arrow, and they said, yes, please take.
Okay.
So.
And it was still there, though.
And it was still there.
So the person who wrote the first note
was not on top of
it. Okay.
Hasn't seen it. And I'm standing there. I look left. I look right. There's no one there. The buggy that I need to transport it is downstairs. So I'm like, all right. And so I go downstairs, get the buggy, bring it up in the elevator, put the piece of furniture on it, wheel it into my house, shut the door, and it's mine. Sniped.
Well played. Well played. I thought that was going to go a different way. I thought it was going, you were going to be just waiting around, trying to be polite on both accounts, and then you were going to get sniped, even though technically it was theirs to begin with, but you did the sniping.
I sniped it.
All right. I like that.
And now it's in my room, and it's totally awesome.
Did you leave a sign that says, snooze, you lose?
Where
the furniture used to be.
Yeah. I should have left a sign that said, it's a trap. That would have
just create a feud in your apartment complex.
Yeah. So I don't know who that was,
Severely disappointed.
They're
now.
Severely disappointed. Yeah. But, you know, to be honest, they did snooze.
They lost.
They snoozed a little bit,
yeah.
So I took it. I mean, I wasn't even on top of it, and I sniped it.
Yeah, you
it.
Just
like,
happened to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
In other words, you happen to be Chris Mertens.
I mean, I don't want to say anything, but...
I'm unemployed.
So
Jobs, free furniture.
is that okay?
I think it's fine.
Okay.
Here's my thinking. There was putting a sign on it is a stupid move to begin with.
Yeah.
You take and ask questions later. If someone leaves something, no one's leaving something outside that they want.
Right.
That just makes no sense.
Right.
So they should have taken it in the first place if they wanted it. Leaving a sign, that's not a reservation. That's just helping other people out that might want that as well.
Yeah.
So they were in the wrong right off the bat. So you just reaped their reward.
I did.
So hopefully next time they'll learn from this and just steal things.
Yeah. Another thing, did I speak at all? I don't think I did last time about rage.
No.
So simply put, the grandfather of first-person shooters is ID Software, the same people that did Quake and Doom and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And the most recent game, aside from Rage, that they did was Doom 3. They just came out with Rage. They are a PC developer who have PC in heart. You know, it's like they make all their games for PC, and then if they have the time, they get around to consoles. Mm-hmm. So recently, I'll say what happened. So Rage was released. It was being touted as one of the best-looking games on the market. It was going to be crazy, photorealistic, mega textures, all this crazy shit. And I was very excited. I purchased it. I bought it. Started it up. Not only did it look like dog shit, it ran like dog shit.
Well, it was supposed to be photorealistic, so that's a good thing, right? You were looking at a very detailed piece of dog shit.
Yeah. So everything that they had been touting was not working. I don't want to say not true, because I'm sure the stuff that's supposed to be there is there. But they essentially, the PC version of the game was broken. I went online, did a lot of searching. Turns out about 80% of the customer base on PC was fucked, and it was only working properly on one NVIDIA graphics card model. It was working flawlessly. And every other card that everyone has, like, wasn't working. So I spent a day and a half troubleshooting, and I was pulling my hair out trying to get this game to work because I was very excited to play it. And ultimately, I ended up getting it to run in somewhat, smooth way, but it still didn't look very good. ID did not issue a patch. ATI was very sloppy with the drive. They were like, okay, if you want to have the game to play, download these drivers, and then it should work well. So then you download the drivers, the game works worse. And then ATI issued a formal apology. And they were like, those drivers that say Rage Performance Enhancement driver, those are actually wrong. We did the wrong driver. Here's another one. So they released another one.
I'll be honest with you. I don't know what Rage is.
Yeah. I don't know. So they made terrible drivers. ID still has not patched the game. The game's been out for a full week, mm-hmm. 6 days. Mm-hmm. There's still no... fucking, like, every now and then on Twitter and just public statements about we're really terribly, I'm mixing my words together, we're terribly sorry that, like, the game is so shitty on PC, da-da. So then a quote just came out that enraged me, and I think has enraged a lot of people. It was an official quote, like,
intended. Go ahead.
It enraged me, yeah. It was, we have decided... We decided early on in the development of Rage that we were no longer going to be supporting PC as our primary focus into the future. They're a PC-only company. Like, that's their pride and joy. That's what they made everything on.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we no longer feel PC's the leading, like, whatever. So we designed Rage from the ground up for Xbox and PS3. And the PC was just, unfortunately, a really shitty port. And now they're, like, not really providing any support for it. And, like, the game's broken. And, like, it's just a fucking mess. So I requested a refund. I got a full refund.
Yeah. And
got the fuck out of there.
Yeah. All the clout ID Software has. Over.
Gone.
Like, that's just ridiculous.
Gone. I know. Gone. So the game is... And also, just a note, anyone who does get it running, the game's not even that good. Because when I finally did get it running and it was playable, the game was fucking boring and the story sucked. Within 5 minutes, you're committing genocide and you don't know why.
I mean...
In 5 minutes.
Well, that's how you endear people to your character, is have them kill a whole bunch of people
and then
for no reason.
There's a section where they're like, we gotta get you out of that suit you're in, because everyone the authorities are gonna come around and want to arrest you. You gotta go to this clothing store and buy a new thing. So you go there and it's like, there's 4 suits to choose from. First one, super awesome medic. You can heal everyone, heal yourself. You're a doctor. Second one, you're an amazing soldier. You can carry lots of ammo and you can give people ammo. Third one, you're an amazing engineer and you can, and all the suits are very expensive. And then the fourth one, best of all the worlds, and this suit does everything. Same price as all the other suits. Makes no sense.
So what you're gonna want to do is pick the specialized one, because you wouldn't want to have all the power. That's just gonna make it too
literally
easy.
The description said the best of all worlds, all the benefits of all the suits, no downfall, like no side effects, and it was the same price.
Yeah,
like the game is dumb.
You should just offer that suit.
Yeah,
it's that so, suit. That
would... I'm out. So I got a refund. So warning good. To anyone who's listening to this: do not get Rage. It's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't look good until it's patched a month from now. And even then, it won't be a good game, so it doesn't matter.
So...
Skip it.
There's plenty of other games coming
plenty
out.
Plenty of other games coming out.
Yeah.
To see.
Let's go watch the movie.
Let's do it.
Play some football.
Let's do that, too.
Not at the same time. Would be a stupid idea.
That would be a dumb idea. Things would be breaking left and right.
Couldn't see it. Sunlight glare on the TV.
No, no
you
good.
You have to bring the TV outside.
No good. Also, I think the flu is starting up.
Yeah.
So get your... Well, I wouldn't say get your shot, because every time I've gotten a flu shot, I've gotten the flu.
See, this is why I don't get flu shots. People say it's very rare, but everyone I know says they get sick from the flu shot. I've never got one.
You know why? Because they're injecting
you with the influenza virus,
yes.
So you can build up an immunity
yes.
to those strains.
They're injecting you a very small amount of the flu, and guess what? You get the flu. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I mean...
I got sick both times.
Yeah, I've never had a flu shot, but I'm considering... I don't know. I like to build my immune system. That's why I don't wash my hands and I lick doorknobs. I like to just build up my immune system.
You should come over to my place, because one of my roommates
definitely
ill.
Yeah, I slept with Jordan last night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like to catch all the strains and then...
That's good.
I'm a walking Petri dish.
I'm the opposite. I use hand sanitizer, and when I'm around him, I wear a bubble suit.
Yeah, it was weird that you call it a bubble suit, but what it was, you were wearing just yard trash bags duct taped around your body last night. It was very strange. Your mouth was still exposed, obviously, because you would suffocate and die. So
right.
It really didn't help you. It was just keeping...
But I feel...
Yeah, you do...
I feel protected.
Yeah. You'd be good on like a slip and slide, but not really like
or
a homeless
or undercover cop.
I mean, yeah, it would be hard for you to like get around because you also forgot to cut
freeze.
You forgot to cut armholes, so that was very awkward.
Yeah,
like I had to. Yeah, it was very.
That'd be terrifying. Walking trash bags coming at you, and then just you hear a gunshot, and there's a flash of light, and the trash bags billow out, and then you get shot because he shot you from inside the trash bags.
I don't know what situation that would ever happen, but it is pretty funny.
It's also terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, no one would check inside that they're like, that guy's duct taping trash bags. I'm sure it's fine.
Talk real quick about the woman next door. And what happened.
Oh.
Because this is great.
All right.
This is very scary. This is the last thing.
Last thing.
This is very scary. If you get scared easily, don't listen.
If you get scared easily, turn it up. My neighbor next door... middle-aged Mexican woman, and she lives with, I think, like, her older son and daughter, and then she has a baby daughter, and they have a little new puppy. And they're pretty good neighbors. I don't really hear them a lot, and I don't really see them a lot because I'm in and out so early and late to work. But late one night, my roommate, Alex, he wasn't home. He was actually in Toronto. So it was just me alone in the house. It was like 11:30. I'm getting ready for bed. I hear a knock at the door. Never really a good sign when it's that late. You're not expecting anyone. And then I looked through the little peephole, saw it was her. I was like, God, I don't know what this is about. Like, I know I wasn't being loud, so I just open it. She greets me like normal pleasantries, whatever. She's wearing a giant white, like, t-shirt with... like a huge crucifix on it. Just the biggest crucifix on a t-shirt. And it's one of the bloody crucifixes too. I've never understood I don't get that. But so
I mean we have statues of Christ with nails through his wrists and feet and blood dripping off in like children's schools. Yeah. Like that for some reason that human mutilation.
People wear that on necklaces.
It's like, just it's insane. It's like so disgustingly gross, and it's apparently socially totally fine
totally
when you're religious.
Totally acceptable. Yeah. So she's wearing that t-shirt, and then she starts talking to me, and I can hear something's like wrong in her voice because she's like quivering as she's speaking. And she begins telling me this story of how she firmly believes her apartment is haunted by a demon. And these are all her words. It wasn't like ghost or it's haunted or something's going on. It was, there's a demon in my house. So I'm like, oh, damn, that's really scary. Because I don't believe in ghosts or demons or anything.
That's why you were so scared when you went home after Paranormal Activity, right? Because you don't believe in any of that stuff?
I mean, it was kind of scary, but then I...
You were terrified.
But then I went to sleep fine that night.
Yeah, but you were looking at your closet a few times.
Yeah, as I was going to sleep, because that's the way my head turns
under,
when I fall asleep
under
on my
your
pillow.
Covers, peeking over your
it
covers.
It was cold that night, so...
Sure.
I was just covered up. I mean, I had, like, 4 blankets on. So she... She tells me there's a demon in her house. And then she starts recounting why she thinks there's a demon in her house. And this is all under the guise of her warning me that if I hear anything...
Call the police.
Like, call someone or check on her or to know it's, like, not... just her and her family, like, fucking around or something.
Señor, my baby, you have to take care of my baby.
And then, so she starts saying, my baby and my puppy just stare at the walls. Like fixed attention at a single point, both of them the same point on a wall.
That's creepy. Both of them the same point?
Yeah, they just stare at the wall sometimes. And I'm like... Yeah, that sounds scary. All right.
What the fuck are they looking at?
I mean,
dogs do have very good hearing. Could be a rodent problem in the walls. Could be, you know, little scratches.
But both of them?
I don't know. Like, so I've seen
earthquake videos where it's like an office full of people and there's a dog like sleeping or like laying down, and then the dog's ears perk up and everyone's working.
Yeah.
The dog's ears perk up and it stands up and it like starts looking around and then it fucking darts out of the room, and then a good 10 to 12 seconds go by, everyone's working, and then a fucking 7.9 earthquake, and then everyone starts thrashing around and things are breaking and falling. The dog fucking knew.
Yeah.
Got the fuck out of there.
I don't know what videos you're watching, but I think that's 2012.
No, that's a real surveillance video.
Tomorrow is another disaster movie you might have seen. But yeah, dogs are very attuned to sounds that we can't hear, or, you know, just very attuned to the weather and stuff. Sure. So I'm listening. I'm like, yeah, that's really terrifying. I can see why you would be afraid. And then she's saying that when her and her family are downstairs, she'll hear loud thuds and footsteps upstairs, and no one's upstairs, but she hears them, and like her whole family hears them, apparently, is what she's telling me. I'm like, all right, that's also scary. And then the last big proof she had, this was, she like was working her way up to this. She's like, and then last night on my headboard, I found the word devil scratched in to my headboard.
Holy shit.
And for me, I was like, I want to see that. I want to see that, actually,
because I don't believe you.
I don't believe you. I want to see that. And if even if I did see it, I'd be like,
You did that.
You do have it like a teenage daughter. Maybe she did it, or like one of their friends.
No, my daughter would never do these things. Or the devil is in my home.
So it just, so basically it ended with me going like, yeah, that, oh man, that I'm is, so sorry.
That is tough.
That is crazy. That's really crazy. And she's like, yeah, just be careful. And I was like, all right. Good night.
So this is the apartment we're about to go into.
Yeah, we're about to go into right now. And then I shut my door and I went up to my room, you know, I was getting ready for bed, and I was just kind of listening, cause just to hear if I, you know, hear anything. And then fell promptly asleep and slept fantastically that night. So it's what the crux of the story is.
So you were really concerned.
I'm really concerned and terrified for my life. But yeah, so I may or may not be living next to a woman whose apartment is haunted. And in her defense, I will say this, and I'll leave all the listeners with this. The former occupants of that house did only live there for 3 months. They moved in and moved right back out.
Okay.
So, and I never heard why they moved in and moved out, you know, so quickly. So,
okay,
you know, who knows? Who knows?
That's crazy.
I know, because it's fake, but who else knows? Who knows?
The only thing about haunted stuff and paranormal stuff like that is when you zoom out, like, it's easy to go, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. I don't believe in this. It's stupid. But, you know, when you're alone and it's at night, it's just like, that shit gets to you really quick. And those movies, Paranormal Activity, thinking about certain scenes in those movies still, like, sends a chill up my spine. But here's the thing. Zoom out and look at the overall picture.
Mm-hmm.
If a house was actually, if there was a supernatural entity from hell or from somewhere that wanted to harm you or wanted to do you damage, I think they could do a little better than creaking doors and thuds when you're not around. Because God forbid, you wouldn't go upstairs and they'd have the audacity to thud when you're looking.
Yeah.
So the whole idea of creaking and haunted and doors slamming when you're not around, that's all so... don't get me wrong. Like, if it was me, I'd be scared shitless. But it's so funny because when you really think about it in the day, like, when you think about it,
yeah,
it doesn't make any fucking sense.
It doesn't make any
because
sense.
Because if an entity wanted to hurt you, you'd just be sleeping and you'd fucking, you would never wake up because it killed you.
Yeah.
That's it. Like, it doesn't toy with you. It's not playing with you. And if it could bring the fucking house down if it was that powerful, but it's, it's going to.
If it's like scrawling the word devil on her headboard when she's not looking, like, why isn't it just writing on the wall right in front of her?
Right in front of
fucking
her.
Fucking scratches on the wall.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, that.
The drywall's exploding out and the fucking wallpaper's ripping.
It wrote, I'm going to kill you right in front of me on the wall. And I'd be like, yeah, that's pretty scary. That is something
It's so convenient that any horror story is, there was no one upstairs and I heard something upstairs.
Bumps in the night.
The door slammed, but no one was there. It's just like, oh, really? Did anything happen when you were actually there?
Well, no, but I can feel it.
Can you?
Can
you feel it?
I get goosebumps.
I get goose flesh too
when a cool breeze runs across the back of my neck. Is that a ghost?
Ghost whispering.
Is that a ghost or a bazooka blast from Battlefield 3? That's what I'm trying to say.
October 25th, Battlefield 3. Now, if we haven't talked about this game, let me tell you.
Oh, it is fantastic. all right.
That's it.
It's been another good week. Another good week. Hopefully next week will be even better.
I didn't know Apollo Creed lived at your apartment complex.
He does, actually. Yeah.
Carl Weathers is here.
That's who we were talking about earlier.
Carl Weathers just walked by.
Yeah. Carl Weathers.
It's a trap!
In a clinch.
In a clinch.